And Dr. Keith Klutter made this point as well. The COVID-19 infections in the area are very, very high. George Neisner, and one has to proceed with absolute caution. But without any further ado, you know, last time I had We Think Code on, I gave a young man a really hard time. I said to him, listen, why don't us old farts get taught how to do any of this stuff? And shame, I felt bad, you know, chatting to him about it. When, in actual fact, if you look at what the likes of We Think Code does in this country, they're doing what our schooling system doesn't. Our schooling system, with their parrot learning and their, oh, go and write an exam and see what happens. And then at the end of the day, you get this matric. Now, if you're academically inclined and you want to become a rocket scientist, it might help if your science and your maths and everything's right and all the rest of it. No one's knocking those subjects. But we don't really prepare people for life. I'm a firm believer in young people potentially leaving matric, going to a We Think Code, and then landing a job, especially in the tech space, where when since AWS has arrived, that's Amazon Web Services, they've taken a lot of people's core skills from smaller tech companies, and they've basically just sucked that up, paid them lots of bucks, which has left tech companies in an invidious position where they're trying to retain talent. So I bow down to the likes of We Think Code when it comes to the work that they do. So let me just introduce you to the peeps behind it. Firstly, Rachel Bolton, who is, of course, the sourcing strategy and operations team member. And then we also have Dylan Richts, who is the head of partnerships at We Think Code. So good to have both of you with us.
Morning, Kino. Lucky to be on the show this morning.
It's good to have you on. Dylan, you're quiet.
Great to be here.
There we go. There we go. And thank you for giving me that Twitter lashing. I needed it, which is why I'm happy to have this particular discussion right now.
I'm glad it went as well as it did.
Yeah, it could have gone south, but I'm not a, you know me, I'm very chilled. But Rachel, let's talk about We Think Code, right? Just for context's sake, for people who did not hear that interview, and let's talk about the how and the why you exist.
Okay, cool. Well, to jump on that, We Think Code is an organization that's existed now for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. We started off in Johannesburg. We launched our first campus on Joburg side. And initially, we introduced a model that our founder had encountered in France. It's called Ecole 42, and we were working with their curriculum. We're now designing a new revolutionary curriculum in-house, so that's exciting. But basically, what the idea was behind We Think Code was to bring a revolutionized educational experience to the youth of South Africa, bridge the digital skills gap, enhance student employability, and then ultimately address youth unemployment. And we do that by sourcing youth talent between the ages of 17 and 35, regardless of previous tech experience or educational experience. We say, if you've got the brains, you've got a space with us.
Oh, I love it. So you're saying no matric necessary?
No matric necessary. 17 to 35. If you pass our tests and you've got the aptitude for learning tech, we love you and we want you.
I like you even more now. So this is good because we as a business, outside of this thing now, not Cape Talk, my business, we've decided that that matric is not a prerequisite to come and work with us. And we don't mind even taking a 15-year-old who tinkers, who builds, who does, and bringing that young person into the business to mentor them and, you know, help grow. Obviously, times are tough, so a lot of businesses have been cutting back, but you don't cut back on the muscle, as they say. So I'm so happy that is what you're doing.
I was just going to say, it's absolutely fantastic. The experience of it, as someone who's a student of We Think Code as well, so I must just add that, is you would be shocked and surprised by the level and difference of skill and the kind of working environment that creates and learning environment that creates at We Think Code. So, okay. Yeah, having voices from all over is fantastic at We Think Code.
So let's talk a little bit about, and let's try and talk about this in English if we can. For the ordinary person who doesn't know a damn thing about technology, let's talk a little bit about the key languages, etc., that you teach and why you concentrate on those in particular.
Okie dokes. So this year we introduced Python as the first language of instruction, well, the first language people will learn to code in when they start at WeThinkCode.
Yeah.
Python is a very accessible language. It's so when we talk programming, we talk high-level and low-level programming languages. And what we mean by that is low-level programming languages more closely mirror the way the computer is going to interpret your instructions. So ones and zeros, binary, those kinds of tech words. High-level programming languages, on the other hand, more closely map to natural language. So instructions that say, if this happens, then do that.
Yep.
Python is one of the stronger and more utilized high-level programming languages. So when our first years come in, that's the language that they get introduced to programming in.
Because, I mean, in Python, if you look at some of the real-world applications of those, it is quite broad, really.
It's hugely broad. It's used everything from machine learning to, it's
web development,
all over the map.
Game development, software development. We can talk about the fancy enterprise level stuff as well. Educational programs and training courses, a lot of that built with a Python. It's a wonderful and, as you say, very, very accessible language. Now, let's talk about the mathematics side of it, right? So what do you need in order to be able to qualify to get into a WeThinkCode and getting onto one of your campuses?
So we're not looking at any of your results from any sort of previous educational experience you've had.
Okay.
There are a lot of the algorithmic problems that rely on sort of high-grade math that for the most part have already been solved, and those are things that you can learn along the way. My experience so far in my own coding or programming journey is I haven't had to rely on maths that I understood in high school. I learn the maths as I need the maths, if I need the maths. But more often than not, what the industry is looking for right now, unless you're going to be the world's best optimization architect, that level of maths knowledge isn't fundamental to your being able to be a good software engineer.
That's really good to know. And by the way, for those listening, Rachel Bolton is the sourcing strategy and operations team member for WeThinkCode. Not quite sure what that entails, but
I could spill on about it, but it doesn't matter. It's just the
time. No, we're just talking about the good work you're doing. And Dylan, you've been rather quiet in the background there. So you are head of partnerships at WeThinkCode. So I would imagine that the partnerships that you deal with are working with bigger businesses, SMMEs, because there has to be, you can train as much as you like, but if there's no access to market for the students that exit WeThinkCode, then you'd be falling flat on your faces. So I would imagine your job is to make those key linkages, right?
Yeah, exactly that. I think, one of the things that when WeThinkCode started, the thinking right from the beginning was, we're not training for the sake of it. I think there are, there are opportunities to get trained and to learn skills. But what we really wanted to do was make that direct link to business. And so from the way that the program is structured, we have an 8-month on campus stint before they go on to a 4-month work placement, and then another 8 months on campus before they go into a second 4-month work placement and then into full-time employment. And the way that we are able to do that is that we work with incredible partners. So working with, the likes of F&B and APSA and BBD and organizations that are well-known in industry, but are critically short on the skill set that we're developing.
Yep.
And that really invests not just in the student tuition and make the program absolutely free for every student that comes in, but also offer them opportunities in terms of those work placements, which is incredibly important because as amazing as the students we recruit are, ultimately a lot of them are coming with very little to no work experience. And so this is really the foot that gives them that foot in the door so that they can kind of build a career in this space.
It's exciting stuff. Really is exciting. I mean, and we have to look at this in the back of over 60%. Never mind. I don't care what everybody else tells you, but we've got more than 60% youth unemployment in this country. The education system ain't fixing that quickly. As I said earlier, I'm a firm believer in school work. And in between, you don't necessarily have to go to a university, but you can go through a WeThinkCode. And that is for this particular vertical and these skill sets. And that can be replicated across verticals and skills needed to get the jobs and to get the job savviness to be able to work in a business. I just really think what you're doing at the moment can be replicated across various disciplines, and I'm hoping that it will be. And if universities don't do it, they're going to become obsolete when it comes to these type of interventions.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think one of the things, you know, we spend a lot of our time kind of introspecting and understanding the pedagogy that we're working with. The PSP pedagogy, yeah, I think, works really well in terms of scale. So we don't necessarily need to increase the team headcount massively to bring on another 100 or 200 students, because it's a very practical learn through doing course. The students are very involved in their own education. And the thinking behind this is, when you go into a workplace, ultimately, you know, your manager might give you a directive, but they're not going to lead you through the process of doing it. And so what we're trying to engender in the students is, if you have a problem, how do you solve it? And then how do you turn to the person on your left and your right to ask a question? And so, I mean, we are starting to look at, beyond just full stack software developers, what other job families are we naturally able to fill? And then taking the pedagogy generally and working with other organizations to say, well, how does this work for the hospitality industry or other parts of education? Because it is something that I think, when you have the youth unemployment in South Africa, which is part of why we focus on the youth, when you have that problem, how do you at scale start to move people into jobs and rapidly, and so that they're developing a skill that isn't just, you know, rote learning, but is actually something that is very, very practical.
Yeah, and I heard that little laugh there earlier, because my comment was about older people, right? And I think the only reason why I raised it, and I probably did it unfairly, was, on the one hand, and it's the biggest issue, it's the biggest time bomb, it's the youth unemployment issue in South Africa, and that you're dealing with, right? And you're dealing with it effectively. I think you guys have a what, 90-odd percent, 96, 97% placement rate?
Right? 98%,
which is phenomenal. But I'm also saying that there are older people who have, you know, wonderful skills in IP, etc., that could almost, in a parallel environment, add even more value to the students who come through and have been very young. And that's the only, and that's obviously maybe a medium term thing or whatever. And that was the context within which I raised that.
And to be honest, I think it's an absolutely fair point. I mean, as much as we joke about it, you know, the thinking when we started was, we're looking at the 17 to 35 age group because of the youth unemployment. But realistically, the training that we develop is absolutely applicable. I mean, we know that there are people from other age groups that are interested. And so one of the things that we're doing with this curriculum redesign is looking not just at how we can support the youth who are kind of starting out from a zero baseline in many cases, but how can we help people with some experience who, you know, are able potentially to start businesses on the back of developing
now,
these skills.
I want you to hang on to those words yourself, and I'm enjoying this conversation. So what I'm going to do is wrap this off to news. First, we are wrapping with Rachel Bolton, who is, she's got a fancy title, but one of the key people at We Think Code, sourcing strategy and operations team member, as well as Dylan Ritz, who is the head of partnerships at We Think Code. So I want to start off by saying that I really respect the work that you are all doing as a team dealing with the youth unemployment rate in South Africa, filling the gap where schools have dropped the ball, especially when it comes to future skills and a proper skills pipeline that can see this country service the future needs, not only of ourselves, but the world. So I think in wrapping up, Rachel and Dylan, what is it that you need from my listeners? Now, there are SMMEs who listen to us, CEOs of big companies. I know some of the F&B people listen to us regularly as well. So when it comes to achieving the goals that you want to achieve, where can we assist? So either Rachel or Dylan, I don't know who wants to go first.
I'm going to let Dylan jump in on this one, because I think he's definitely got the answer there.
Okay, Dylan, talk to me.
So I think the biggest one is, obviously, if you are interested and you've not engaged with us before, do reach out. We have recently launched a really exciting initiative called the We Think Code SME Placement Program. It's an acknowledgement that not all SMEs are able to necessarily get skills that we're developing. You know, they can't necessarily afford it. And so some of our large corporate partners have stepped in, essentially, to sponsor the tuition of about 120 students. If you're an SME that's looking to host some of the students that we are putting out, and you have fewer than 250 employees and under 85 million per year turnover, you're eligible for this program. And so if you are one of those companies, please do reach out, because what we're trying to do with this is we're trying to expand the number of opportunities that we can place our students into. And critically, there's a huge skills shortage for SME businesses. Yep. Who usually, you know, they don't necessarily compete that well against some of the larger businesses who can outbid them for skills. Mm. And so this is really a great opportunity for them to build a skill set within their business. And so starting from March 2021, they'll be able to host our students. And if they're interested in applying, they just need to go to wethinkco.co.za and then to the Partner With Us page to learn more about the SME placement program.
I'll be one of the people with this hat off talking to you about that. I think it's a wonderful opportunity, really. Rachel, from your side.
From my side, I just want to say I'm really glad we've had this opportunity to follow up, and I hope that your listeners, whether it be their children, siblings, parents, if they know of people who are looking for this opportunity and are excited about being a mover and shaker in the space of tech, reach out to us on these platforms, sign up. It's an incredible learning opportunity, and there is nothing to be lost.
And can a 46-year-old fart who wants to maybe try a hand at some of these things pay for something like this? I'm being naughty.
Unfortunately, not at the moment.
I'm just teasing you.
You know what?
I'm just teasing you.
I'll make you some games, and we can play a couple of coding games together if you'd like to.
We can do that. I just have to get that in there. Listen, you guys do phenomenal work. Thank you for joining us, and we'll do follow-up discussions with how this program is going. So, you know, once you're doing all of this in March, what we'll do is we'll get you back on this platform. I don't think I'll be fired by then yet. And then we can continue talking about it. And whatever help we can give you, I'm happy to do that.
Amazing. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right. Great. Dylan Richts, as I said, Head of Partnerships at We Think Code, and Rachel Bolton, Sourcing Strategy and Operations team member. Thank you both for the phenomenal work that you do.